whatever makes you happy, it just depends on you. So think a little bigger and dream what you could do.
If you knew what everything you're doing is contributing towards, if you knew what your purpose was, knew what those values are, could envision what the future looks like. Hi, and welcome to the Unique You podcast, created with the aim of creating the only you out there. Each episode, I aim to help you deepen your connection with your true self and unlock your true potential. If you knew what everything you're doing is contributing towards, if you knew what your purpose was, knew what those values are, could envision what the future looks like. Hi, and welcome to the Unique You podcast, created with the aim of creating the only you out there. Each episode, I aim to help you deepen your connection with your true self and unlock your true potential. Welcome back to another episode of the Unique You podcast. I'm so grateful to have you in here with me back again, and I'm happy to share with you how to become a more unique version of yourself. In the last episode, I shared with you where it all began for me and how did I realize how to become a more unique version of myself and help you to do the same. So after I spilled that cup of coffee, if you don't know what I'm referring to, scroll down one episode below and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So after I spilled that cup of coffee, fascinating things started to happen for me. I remember taking this math class, and okay, by the way, the math class, that isn't the fascinating part. Fascinating things started to happen because I started to recognize patterns that I had never seen before and started to see how comparison had been doing a huge disservice in my life. And one of the first steps to solving a problem or changing a mindset is first acknowledging something that has been doing a disservice to us. So the way to solve a problem is to first acknowledge the existence of the problem. That's what that moment had done for me. It helped me acknowledge that this pattern was there and to start seeing through that pattern in all the different aspects of my life. Going back to the math class, I remember I was taking this math class with a bunch of my friends, and we were having the time of our lives taking it. We would be studying together all the time. We would stay at the library at night. By the way, we had a test coming up. We weren't like full-blown nerds who would be studying all day. We had a test coming up, so that's what we were studying for. We would be sneaking food into the library, stay there all night, and we bonded over in those nights, you know, because it felt like we were all in the same grind, or you know, we're all in it together kind of a vibes. It felt good that I had a tribe of people to support me who were going through the same struggle as I was, studying with me for the same test. Test one came around and we all wrote it together. You know, we sat next to each other, wrote it, had big smiles on our face when we walked out. Then we finally did it. We finally got out of it together. We had dinner and it felt nice. When the results came in, I remember, I think I got around an 80. No, sorry. My friends got around an 80 and I got around a 50 on the test. It was definitely significantly lower than what my friends had gotten. And I found myself, in comparing myself to my friends again, I felt this large amount of envy towards them. I felt jealous, and it was that dark feeling that I did not want to have, because these are the people that care about me and I genuinely care about them. And I did not want to be feeling sad, anxious, and I didn't want to be feeling jealousy towards people I genuinely cared about. I wanted to be happy for my friends, but I could not help but be envious of them instead. This kind of kickstarted a loop of self-hate within me, because I just hated that I had put in so much effort and I could not get the task right. That meant to me that there was something probably wrong with me. At least that's the feeling that was triggered in me in that moment. I started to question my competency in all aspects of my life. I know it sounds kind of crazy that a test was able to do that for me, but feelings like these, they often spill into all aspects of our life. If in one aspect we feel that we are losing confidence, it finds its ways. It's like a net. Negativity is like a net. It finds a way to kind of build a net around our brain and spread. And we have to be very mindful for it to not do that to us. Now, 50 on the test seems like just a small deal, but it essentially felt like someone was putting a mark on my value. Someone was putting a mark on what I was worth, on my efforts, and in comparison with my friends. Now, I had had that coffee moment before this. So at this point, I knew better. I knew better than to just let myself slip down this hole. As soon as I saw that I was going down this hole of self-comparison, of upward comparison, and this, I was getting stuck in this comparison trap again of always being behind, I stopped myself. I took a step back and I stopped myself. I became more mindful of my thoughts. I tried to kind of reorganize them. I tried to see what could be a good way or a more positive way to see this, or more practical way, because sometimes we go so deep into our thoughts that we let the negativity get to us. So I wanted to find another way to look at it. And what I found was that competition can be good sometimes. It can be good because my friends showed me that an 80 was possible for me too. It paved that path of next steps for me, because I was able to see that it is possible for me to achieve an 80 as well. That kind of acted as like a motivation, as an inspiration. That's something that is possible. And eventually I was able to bring back that confidence, knowing that, hey, there's a world of possibility out there for me as well. What I wanted to do differently this time was, maybe it's not that I'm not putting in enough efforts, because I knew I put in just as much efforts as everyone else did. Maybe I was putting the wrong kind of efforts. So just opening up my mind a bit to possibilities and seeing that things are possible for me as well, I stepped outside of my own bubble of how much efforts I put in, and I started to step into other shoes. I started talking to other people. And it's interesting that I found out everyone else was just putting in as much as efforts as I was. They had different study tips and techniques that they were implementing in their lives. I mean, think of it. We all are trying to make it in lives, and we have all learned very different things on our path. So maybe when we talk to people and we step outside of our thoughts, we will find out that it's not that we're doing something wrong, but it is that people are doing things differently and they're doing it right. So maybe we can add those things into our values, because there's only so much we can discover with our experiences. So someone told me, I remember getting all these different tips. Someone told me about this weird drug. I did not try that drug, by the way. Someone else told me that they would get like a good night's sleep, or did this weird thing before sleeping. Someone told me to create like a cheat sheet or like a key sheet of important definitions. So there were all these different techniques I started getting. And there were some tips that sat really well with me. And I thought it would be a good idea to implement them for myself in the next test. So as I was learning all these different things from different people who had found their way of succeeding, it became so much more fun for me, because I started to open up to people. I started to see that I'm not the only one who is trying to make it. I'm not the only one who's putting in so much work. And everyone out there is trying to be good and trying to make a mark for themselves. So it felt nice to have a community, or to have a tribe of people. I used that motivation to push myself towards betterment and study more for my test too. As test two came around and I implemented everyone else's tips and techniques, I studied as taking in what everyone else had taught me. And this time I got a 75. Whereas, again, my smart friends, they got like an 85 on it. Now, I wanted to see things differently. So what I did here, instead of looking at the 75 as a negative 10% in comparison to my friends, because that's usually what we tend to do. We look at our mark. We're happy about it as long as we don't see someone else's mark, as long as we don't see how someone else is doing. We're often happy with where we are in our lives. As soon as we see where someone else is, it starts to make us question everything that we've done so far and where we are in our lives. I tried looking at my 75 as a plus 25% from my previous test, which was a 50, instead of looking at it as a negative 10% from my friends. So you see how that changed that same value from a negative to a positive for me. Lastly, one simple practice that I learned along this way was giving thanks to all those people who had showed me the way to what was possible out there for me. This thank you was kind of not me physically writing thank you notes to people, but it was cultivating gratitude in my mind for people who were making this path easier for me. They showed me what is possible for me out there. They opened me up to all these possibilities. So I made it almost a reflex that whenever feelings of envy start to come up in my mind, or whenever I start feeling even slightest bit of envy towards someone, let's say it's someone super successful. Let's say it's your dream person, your dream job, and you see that they're not so far ahead in age from you. They're not, you think that how is it that they've made it and you haven't. The few facts that would be a great idea to have here instead of feeling envious could be thanking them mentally for showing you that it is possible for you too. When we know that someone has achieved it, that means it is a possibility, right? So I started to give these mental thank you notes to people where I would just simply say, thank you for showing me what is possible for me. I've seen all the success you've had, and congratulations on all the hard work you've put in to be where you are. And thank you so much for giving me a shortcut into your learnings and for designing the path for me. When we think of it this way, it makes us realize that when we try to learn from others' learned paths or for the path that they've designed for themselves, it gives us a shortcut into that same path, because it would have probably taken us a lot of time to try and try and try to get it right. But these people who've already achieved something that we want in our life, they've already tried everything out. They've already failed for us in a way. And we can simply communicate with them. We can simply learn from their mistakes and simply use that path to guide us. Instead of being envious and instead of hating ourselves for not having it, we're able to see ways as to how can we have it. And those are my main mindset rules that I have started practicing as a way to get myself out of this deep hole of self-pity and hate and of this competitive mindset. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope this helps you out. And I hope you're able to cultivate this mindset in your lives as well. Okay, I know that was a lot, so let me do a quick overview of what are the 4 mindset tips that you can implement in your life, and you will be able to find more peace, connect with yourself, and cultivate gratitude instead of jealousy in your lives. First one is seeing competition as something that is able to bring light in our lives. Competition can be good when we see it as a way to motivate us, when you see it as a way to guide you to your next steps. It will help you become more confident. And like I said before, confidence breeds competence. When you feel more confident, you'll become more competent at your tasks. The second one is stepping outside of your own bubble of efforts and stepping into others' shoes, because that will allow you to relate better with your tribe. That is, people who are going through the same thing as you are. When you step into their shoes, you'll see how much efforts they're putting in, and it will give you a shortcut into their learnings. What is it that they're doing differently that you can apply in your life? And it will open you up to this world of learnings like it did for me. It helped me to see what other study tips and techniques I could apply into my life. And that's just a small experience. That's just a small example. This could happen in relationships. This could happen in health, fitness, anything that you feel is lacking for you. There is someone who you think is doing well at it. And you could always, instead of envying them, you could always step into their bubble and find out how is it that they're doing it and learn from them. Learn what is it that they're doing differently. Third thing is gratitude. When we cultivate gratitude, what that means is we mentally give a thank you to this person who showed us what is possible for us out there. Mental thank you note giving helps me a lot when these feelings of envy start to come up in my mind. As soon as I feel that I'm getting envious or having a negative feeling of jealousy towards someone, I instantly stop myself, I pull back, and I try to turn that into a mental thank you note. Thank you for showing me what is possible for me, what is out there that can happen. And I would have not known that this is possible if you would have not showed me that it was. So these people who allow us to grow, to learn, and also give us a shortcut into their learnings and they design the path for us, they definitely deserve our gratitude. And that's the only feeling they deserve. And it's important for you and I to internalize the fact that these people are helping us at the end of the day. The last one is measuring your growth on your own scale. So like I said before, when we measure our growth as to how far we've come from where we were before, instead of measuring it as where we are right now versus where someone else is, because we never know, maybe where they are right now is after putting in years and years of practice. Maybe where we are right now is just us trying it once. So we can never really compare our growth to someone else's growth, because it's only fair that we know our own journey. We never know someone else's journey. So measuring your own growth on your own scale will always help you acknowledge the efforts that you put in. Give yourself the self-love that you deserve and accept all the efforts that you put in. This will only boost your confidence. This will only boost your peace, and it will help you do better in life and grow from there. Thank you so much for listening in. I hope you cultivate these four little tips and techniques and make them your new reflex. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for sharing your time with me. You're super special, and we are here to unlock the uniqueness within you. I'm grateful that you decided to carve out this time for yourself. Hopefully what I shared with you today will help you get closer to the true you. If this episode did help you, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that might need it. That mission you and I share will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I hope I can help you even further by sharing with you how to live intuitionally and how to discover our true unique selves, self-acceptance, self-discovery, and connecting with who we are.